When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios.
Oh, game changer.
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
Oh my God.
You know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV. It's a game changer. The stars were out and shining bright tonight for the first ever Masky Awards. I repeat, dun 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 dun. The Masky Awards went down tonight. Welcome back to the official MS5 podcast. I'm your boy Bow Wow, aka The Frog. And tonight, we're gonna kick off the show a little bit different, okay? Cause this is big. I mean, B-I-G, all in caps. This is something I've never done before, but I'll say this is history making for the Masky franchise. Continuing the prestige of tonight's episode, I am giving out one more Masky Award. That's right. Got my gloves on. Got my handkerchief shining it off real good. I've been trying to keep it under wraps for weeks now, but tonight I am so proud to present the Masky for Best Super Secret Insider.
Oh, my God.
I'm crying right now. I'm at the podium, man. I can't believe it. You've been doing so good.
Thank you.
You'll never be an insight insider like my main man, Brian Strickland.
Thank you.
What's going on, Brian?
Thank you for the Masky. I don't want to turn all Halle Berry when she won her Oscars. I'm just going to keep it real quick and say thank you very, very much. It's an honor.
Now Brian's requesting police escorts and private jets now while we're doing the podcast. Hey, man, I do not blame you. But it went down tonight, man. It really did. And as I said, Brian, you're here with me every week dishing out all the Easter eggs, giving up season 5 spoilers, and telling us all the juicy behind-the-scenes gossip because, you know, that's what they want. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to give them the news that they won.
Absolutely.
Spoiler alert.
If you want to stay not clued in,
yes,
then exactly. I suggest you clue yes. out.
Who is that?
All right, all right. Well, Brian, since no one was unmasked tonight, I thought it would be fun to go ahead and roll out the red carpet for the woman who is creatively responsible for every single thing that you see on The Masked Singer each week. She has her hands in everything. The sets, the dancing, the costumes, the clue packages, the episode themes, the lights, the colors, the sounds. I could keep going on and on. We're so honored to have her back on the podcast. Creative director / producer, Tiana Gandelman is in the building. Hey, T, what's going on?
Hi. God bless you. What an amazing intro. My goodness. Thank you.
Well, let's go in and just talk about tonight's show. I mean, this was different. I wasn't even expecting a Masky Awards. I'm thinking, hey, it's going down tonight. And no one went home. And it was special. And let's go ahead and just say this. This was the first ever Masky Awards. So, you know, shout out to everybody who made that happen. We got to see a lot of never before seen backstage footage. And this was the first time you guys really let us get a glimpse to see the artists and these celebrities in the costumes, but without the mask, their actual preparation and rehearsal, just a lot of behind the scenes footage. Let's just talk about that, how we're just giving the fans a taste of what actually goes on in the world of the Masked Singer. I thought that was very different. And I liked it.
For me, I thought that was really special because those videos circulate within productions, but to share that with the world, I thought was really special. And there were honest reactions to seeing their costumes for the first time.
Right.
You know, it's a process.
Right.
I thought was really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like to see Bobby Brown behind the stage.
Yeah.
Looking in his crab costume. I'd never seen any of that.
Right.
It's fascinating to see Caitlyn Jenner and all that. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what the fans want to see, right? We get to see the glitz and the glam, but we all love the dirty stuff, the behind the scenes, the rehearsal and the messing up things. And I just thought that was just a home run and it won me over completely. And Cluedo Duel was very disruptive tonight.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
I'm hacking in to give you the exclusive clue scoop from the Clue Coup. Cue the fire.
Hold up. I'm the only one that can cue the fire!
Whatever. I'll be back with new clues that are fire. Toodle-doo!
I was like, what is happening?
Me too.
Cluedo is up to no good, and he is just popping in and out and giving clues, and it's fun. It shakes it up a bit. But yeah, he was definitely all over the place.
Yeah.
I hope the fans are into
it. Oh, they are.
Oh, most definitely.
Now, Cluedo clue.
Oh.
See, there he goes right there, Tiana. See, you just never know. He's even disruptive here on the podcast.
Okay.
How can you work with someone that's just so disruptive backstage?
Yeah, Cluedo definitely was in our space when he wasn't supposed to, but when he needs to pull together, we let him do his thing.
Right.
But, you know, I guess that's just the name of the game.
Exactly. And then tonight he mentioned that he has connection to the Gremlin, which is one of his clues.
Yeah.
This was the first actual clue that Cluedo has given us about himself.
Drumstick. I mean, drum roll, please. I have a connection to another mischievous masked singer from the past, the Gremlin. So chew on that, Nick Cannon.
That was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Mm.
I don't know. I was surprised.
And next week, Spicy Six.
Yes.
He will reveal even more.
Okay.
The reveal is coming. I'm not going to say when, but it's coming. Tiana has a big part of it.
Yes, I do.
It's going to be a surprise. And like I said earlier, it's somebody who has never been on the Masked Singer stage before.
I can't wait. But before we unpack tonight's episodes and clues, what I want to do is have a little fun and play a quick game. And I would like to call this one, And the Award Goes To. And here's how this thing works, Tiana. I'm going to ask you questions about the Maskies, and you just need to tell me the answer, okay? If you guess incorrectly, Brian needs to give us a new clue about Cluedo Duel, which we all hope that you do answer wrong.
Oh, God.
Tiana, are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, here we go. The Chameleon won a Maskie tonight for Best Rap Performance. What other talented performers were nominated with him?
Ooh, that's kind of hard.
The Ticks, it really puts the pressure on you when you're trying to answer these questions. It really
was does. Was Bulldog an option?
Come on, Tiana.
And Grandpa Monster?
Oh, man. The correct answer was none. He was the only one nominated. Oh, man.
The Ticks are very, very intimidating.
They are.
I'll give a Cluedo-Doo clue.
Okay.
A little hint.
All right.
Okay.
This person starred in an Oscar-nominated movie, a Best Picture nominee that we've all seen. That's very big, and I'm probably going to get fired for that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Now, Tiana's like, sweetie, bring it down a notch.
But Tiana, the only thing we know is that this person is definitely big time, okay? And we also know that this person was a part of some big, big movies, but just say it one more time.
Okay. This person starred in an Oscar-nominated movie for Best Picture.
All right, now right there.
I'm not saying necessarily this year.
Right.
I'm just saying in general.
And that's the tricky part, Brian, because do you know how many people were nominated for that?
Yeah, I know, I know. Think of all the Oscar-nominated movies. Chicago.
Oh, my goodness.
12 Years a Slave. There's a ton. King's Speech. You can take it back to Star Wars.
Okay.
Star Wars is nominated for Best
Picture. All right, you know what? Let me go ahead and...
It's Harrison Ford. It's Harrison Ford.
Let me go ahead and answer another one of these questions. All right, here we go. Black Swan won a Masky for Best Performance of a Love Song. Who did she credit for being the greatest vocalist ever?
Whitney Houston.
Wow! Yay.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, T.
Yes.
Yes, you have, thank you.
Yes, you have me so emotional.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hello.
Okay, and then why not? Why not? Let's do one last one for the road.
Okay, okay.
The Masky Award was modeled in the likeness of what MS5 family member?
Nick Cannon.
That's what I'm talking about. Back to back.
Tiana, very good.
Back to back.
Thank you, thank you. I had to get myself together, you guys.
Oh, it's okay. Look, it comes around. The longer you hang around, it comes to you, T. I promise you that.
Yes.
All right, now moving on, because like I said, tonight was extremely jam-packed. First ever Masky, so let's go ahead and break it down. Brian, this is my part of the show. You know I love this. The world loves when we do this.
I know.
Dissecting the clues. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Black Swan, she won tonight. Best Love Song, How Will I Know? And then also Clue to Do was helping us out tonight. He highlighted some things that we kind of saw early on in the week. When it came to Black Swan and her clue package, we saw Montana, right? We saw the state of Montana right there on her backpack. We saw the globe, the red chess piece. We also saw a ring in a box with a spotlight on it.
Yep.
Dive into it.
The globe could mean they've traveled the world. Maybe they're a Golden Globe winner.
Okay.
Montana, maybe they're from Montana.
Right.
Maybe they've been on Hannah Montana.
You've been saying that.
The red chess piece, maybe they're a big fan of Queen's Gambit.
Mm. Oh.
The ring in the box, spotlight on it. Maybe they're engaged. Maybe they're married. Tiana, just so you know, this is Bao's favorite.
Really?
Yeah, Tiana, I'm not even going to lie. Black Swan is scaring me. She can sing. Not sing, but she can sing. T, you know, there's a difference.
Yes.
Becoming the Black Swan has unlocked a fearless side in me, and I'll never forget the first time I put her on.
She puts it down. She does her homework. She changes things up. She's so, so talented. And rightfully so, I think that you should be a fan of her talent because she is remarkable.
Absolutely. Mm. And then also, we saw 3 Tens, Nickel and a Penny, Purple Dinosaur Cloud. I mean, there was just so much going on in the clue package.
It was a lot.
A lot. So hopefully this will help us unravel who Black Swan really is.
Yeah.
Moving on. Here we go. Another one of my favorites, The Piglet. The Piglet won tonight. Most emotional performance for 7 years.
The Piglet, 7 years!
Aw, thanks, Nick. I'm so excited I could squeal. I'd like to thank my beautiful family who put up with me despite living in a pigsty. Hugs and kisses.
Here we go. Let's dive into the clues. Look closer at the number clues. We saw the scoreboard tonight, 11 to 11. I was trying to do math, but unfortunately, it was moving too fast, and it just messed me all up. I saw 50-10 on the clock, ball on three. The whiteboard said 3,528 rushing in a game. Listen, early on, we saw the football helmet with, I would like to say, a horse on it or a bronco on it. I don't know if this person's an athlete. I'm not sure of a football player who can sing like this.
Yes.
Now, we've seen NBA players come on this show.
Yeah.
Victor Oladipo. We've seen some guys that can sing and rap.
Yeah.
But I've never seen an NFL star or football player sing the way that Piglet is doing it. So, Brian, over to you, man. Let's dissect this close.
We've had a couple of football players. We've had Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk, right,
who was a great performer.
Right.
Not exactly Ed Sheeran. There are a lot of football clues. Could it mean they're a football player? Could it be like a Tony Romo? Or could it be somebody who's played a football player? Maybe like a James Vanderbeek or a Taylor Kitsch, somebody from Friday Night Lights. So there's a lot going on there.
And that was just tonight, and not even talking about the orange foam finger. A lot of football references, a lot of sports references going on, which just draws your brain to automatically think this person has to have played football or is still currently playing football. And hey, it is the offseason right now for the NFL.
Yeah.
True.
The panel says this person is maybe the most versatile performer that we have. Would you agree with that, Tiana? Because you work with them directly.
Piglet is very open to anything and everything, whether it's standing still or learning a few steps. But I think you will see a lot more versatility in his full journey, which is unexpected.
Ooh, that's a nice little tidbit.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's true.
And Tiana, I just want to know, did you in any way incorporate clues with this season's performances? Could it have been anything as far as the set design or clues on the outfits, which we've seen this season?
Good question.
This season, we really explored things on a bigger scale. Mm-hmm. We wanted things to be larger than life. And that could be the screens, that could be the set props that are on the stage, or even the costumes, like the big house dancers, you know, everything. We just kind of wanted to supersize.
Right.
But when it comes to some clues, we definitely had a few clues sprinkled in the bingo performance that Grandpa Monster did.
Correct.
Mm. Even the little flags that were kind of strung between the two poles on the bingo table, there were clues there. Mm. And they don't necessarily have to be huge and massive, but they're there.
A lot of Easter eggs.
Yes.
Let's jump back into the show because we still have RoboPond to talk about.
In the category of best John Legend cover by a cyborg covered in sharp quills. And the maskie goes to RoboPond for all of me.
Thank you, Nick. I feel so blessed.
So a lot of DNA genes, spaceship flying through some type of futuristic city, a stuffed cat and a mouse, angel wings. We saw the Washington statue, the lightning bolt, and also the Roman statue.
Well, they confirmed that the DNA is not for DNA, but actually genes, for maybe denim jeans, perhaps.
Wow.
There was that bee. Maybe they have a connection with Gladys Knight. There was that cat and mouse. Maybe they were in the movie Tom and Jerry. There was a Washington statue. Maybe they're from Washington, Seattle. Could be like a Russell Wilson.
Right.
But I'd like to have Tiana, because she works with RoboPine. Mm-hmm. Tell us what it's like working with them.
I'm not an actor, but if I understand what they call method acting, that this would apply to RoboPine. A lot of the time that we work with him is just strictly on the stage. He wants it to be as natural as possible. Nothing's forced and organic. And we just ride the wave of RoboPine, to be quite honest. Mm. And we just let him kind of drive the ship. And I'm really excited for everyone to see who he is, especially you, Bow Wow.
Oh.
Well, Tiana, I hate to be the bearer of a little somewhat of sad news, but... I absolutely do.
He knows it's Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
T, listen, these ears knows voices.
Yes.
Especially if you have a good voice that stands out. So that's all I'm going to say. Yes, I know exactly who this person is. And we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I want everybody to keep guessing, okay?
They maybe have worked together.
Okay, Brian, see, this is when I stopped it. That was a big clue right there.
That was maybe they worked together, question mark, not period.
I like how you did that. I love how you said that, Brian. Absolutely. Moving on to another favorite, the Russian Dolls. Listen, Tiana, y'all did y'all's thing when it came time for this performance. I was not ready. I didn't think that they were about to do 24K. Brian, man, please help us get closer to who the Russian Dolls are. Let's talk about their clue packages because it was interesting.
Well, the 29 was very specific and it was done in Roman numerals.
Right.
So I thought, well, maybe that means they had something to do with Super Bowl 29. So I actually did a little homework and Googled who did the halftime show.
Who did it, Brian?
That was 1995. Little known fact, to quote Ken, Miami Sound Machine did the halftime show.
Oh, wow.
And no, who sang the national anthem? Kathy Lee Gifford, just FYI. Then there was a Misfits toys store, and they said it was spelled that way for a reason, and there were a lot of Z's.
Right.
So could it be boys to men?
I'm not going to lie, I'll say it right here on the show. I think that the Russian Dolls actually have the chance to be in the finals. I think they will be in the finals. Tiana, what do you think? I think they're going all the way.
I think they have the most potential because it is so challenging to not only be just one person on stage, but to be multiple. And then you have a very restricting costume. The vision is very limiting. They are constantly trying to just basically not bump into each other on the stage. I feel like they had the most challenging experience, and yet they sound so beautiful, so precise, and they're so much fun that I do think that their potential is strong.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you. All 2, 3, 4, 5, 18 of us are truly humbled by this masking.
Once we figure out how to share custody of it, of course.
How is it different to make costumes for more than just one singer? And especially when you're dealing with the Snow Owls and then with the Russian Dolls. I'm sure we're dealing with height. We're dealing with a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, Marina Toybina really does her job well when she does the costume designs. And I think because she herself is Russian, this was a very special costume for her to create. And from my perspective, it was hard to really stage them because you can't see their mouths. You don't know who's singing. So then the director's having a hard time trying to figure out who to capture, when to capture, because you need to capture the right person singing either the right solo, the right duet, the right harmonies. There's just a lot of layers to putting the Russian Dolls together.
Man, just hearing you break that down, I would have thought they might have been like the easiest.
No.
You stand straight and they just put a thing over you and you stand there where you want. And if you kneel down, it looks like you have no legs or feet. That's what I thought. But just to hear that,
right?
You know, I never really took in consideration of the detail of the designing, the actual thing, the color schemes, the paint, just the everything, the mouths, the movement. When it comes down to the performers and the costumes, this season was incredible because we saw things that we never have seen. The snail moving, first automated costume. I mean, it moves on its own. Piglet has moving parts with his costume. The chameleon with the moving eyes. We really took it there this season. And when we say game changing, we definitely mean game changing season.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the chameleon, best rap performance. Ride with me.
Chameleon, ride with me.
Thanks, Nick, and great pick. I grew up jamming to this song, and I'm having so much fun bringing the party and old school vibes to you as the chameleon.
I could be here all day talking about the chameleon. Clue to Do pointed out some of his clue highlights as well. We saw four playing cards, two of diamonds, ace of diamonds, two of clubs. And I have my guess on who this person is. I believe that I know. I won't speak too much on that. Other clues we saw was 23 on a fuzzy dice. We saw a graduation cap, Swiss cheese and peach slices. We've seen just so much stuff with the chameleon. Let's go ahead and dive into it.
Yeah, we had the diamonds on the cards were significant. Isn't diamond if you sell a million records or recording artists maybe?
Correct.
And then the clock reading 346, I know is significant. That happens to be the area code to Houston. And a couple of guesses have been from Houston, including Machine Gun Kelly. And, and the lit match is very Waka Flocka Flame. We always bring up Waka Flocka Flame. Maybe it could be somebody like that. You know, we began with a basketball player and now we're into the professional rap artist. Tiana, what's it like working with Chameleon?
I love Chameleon. I truly do. Everything is just easy. Sure. Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Obviously, we're not giving him a bunch of dance steps. And I think because you see the costume and you initially think, oh, this is kind of a disco vibe or, you know, you go one way, but then we took it completely left. And I think through the journey of Chameleon on the show, it just becomes a vibe and it's just awesome.
And last but not least, someone else who I have my own guess to, and I believe I think I know who this person is. Look, everybody's like, Frog, be quiet. Tell us who you think it is. Listen, I've said it before. The Yeti actually won tonight for most game-changing performance with Lonely.
What a game-changing honor. It warms my heart. I'd like to thank all those hours I spent rollerblading growing up because skating in this costume was terrifying.
Clue to Do's clue highlights, raspberry and blueberry. They were sandwiches, multiple hints of one worth $1,000. A donut in the shape of a letter, of course. Look at a donut. I'm sure you guys know what letter that is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, even the skating is a clue. I mean, there was a lot of things actually going on. And I got to say, another first. Yeti was the first person to grace the Masked Singer stage in skate. So let's go ahead and dissect our last character. Here he is, Yeti.
The raspberry blueberry, people were thinking something with yummy, possibly that's a Justin Bieber hit. The donuts, kind of a hole in one, which is getting people obsessed with the O. Cisco, Omarion, Neo, Mario. There's a whole list of people that it could be with that O. And then people on Reddit are convinced that even the skating is a clue. And Tiana, can you confirm or deny? Was rollerblading, was that a clue?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Mm.
Yes. Definite clue.
There we go.
What, can I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm trying to pull out of here, Tiana. Yeah, we need it.
Okay. No, but what was so cool is like we had the concept of this performance for Yeti and it was brought to our attention from Yeti himself to just say, can I do this? And we said, yes, please. It's hard because that costume is massive.
Ah, no.
It's not some kind of like manageable costume by any means.
Right.
And then to practice, you don't get a lot of stage times. And the floor that we have in the dance studio is very different than the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he was blessed with this immense amount of time to practice. He nailed it and figured it out in a very short amount of time and then vocally did his thing.
Wow.
I mean, you don't see that on any show. You don't see that on any award show or anything out there.
And I just got to say this, Tiana, Yeti is someone someone who definitely can roll out of bed and learn any type of moves at any given time quickly.
Yes.
I mean, I could name maybe two other guys in the industry who can do all of that. And if anybody can do it, trust me, Mask Universe, it will be Yeti. I will bet the bank on that. Mm-hmm. One thing I have to just talk about too, Tiana, is just it has to be enormous pressure on you to make the wild card performances more memorable since they are supposed to be looked at as a threat. What's the secret? How do you do it, Tiana?
I wish I had the answer for that, but I will say it's a combination of this. It's the costume, it's the person, and it's the song. Those three things play such a big part of it. And then specifically for the wild cards, we just say, how can we make this person's performance explosive?
Right.
And with Orca coming from the ceiling, with Yeti busting out of this cage and doing his thing with all these dancers, we really just try to push as far as we could. And all the wild cards were down for it.
That's great.
Once they realized they were the wild cards, they were like, yeah, I want to come out with a bang. I was like, great, let's go.
Man, that's phenomenal.
Yeah. And just so I can give Tiana some very deserved props, she really is the creative brainchild behind all of the performances.
Oh, absolutely.
She is the last one there at night. She's the one there at the crack of dawn. She really is sort of the reason why all the performances are so good.
Thank you.
Wait, you know what? You're giving her roses. Frog is a little bit upset with Tiana right now. Frog is just a little upset.
Tell me.
Because when I was there, I wanted to come out the ceiling and no one had done it yet. And then I look up and I'm like, wait a minute. Remember?
Yes.
I look up and I'm like, oh, so they cleared it.
They cleared
it. People coming from the ceiling. Season 5.
I'm so sorry. Honestly.
Oh, Fox okayed it.
I will be honest though. This is not just because I'm talking to you or we're on this podcast, but I swear to you, the journey that you had, Frog, it made me believe in myself as a creative director because you brought your heat every time and the music was right and you were right. And we got to do so many different things with you too. So I got to give you credit too. Because of you, I actually felt confident about me doing my job.
Wow, that means so much to me. Mm. That's the beautiful thing about this show, man, is when you're on it, it's fun, but also you get to compete. It is challenging. And I must say, to get to the finals, it's tough. Mm. Like, you're a winner in your own right, even if you just get to the finals, the things that you have to go through. And you will notice that time is definitely not on your side. The further you go, the faster you have to turn around and learn things by the next day.
Uh-huh.
By the time you go home, you have to learn these things and be ready to shoot. Speaking of time, that leads me in to our final game before I let you go, because I'm sure you got to get back to work. Because the season's not over. You got work to do, Tiana. I would keep you here all day long. I really would.
I know.
But let's go ahead and do it, because our next game is called Time's Up.
Okay,
now we all know Ken Jeong has no concept of time when he rambles on trying to put together some of his wild guesses. Now, however, this season, the good doctor has really upped his guessing skills. I've given him his props. Yeah. So I'm going to play a clip of Ken making a guess about a contestant.
Oh, God.
It could be from this season or a season past. Now, once I play the clip, you'll have 10 seconds to try to tell us what character Ken is talking about. But when you hear this sound... Tiana, you know what that means. It don't mean you missed a jump shot. It just means your time is up. It's just that simple.
Okay.
Now, if you correctly guess, you get a point. For every wrong answer, Brian has to give us an exclusive new clue about the remaining performers. And they need to be good clues, too, Brian. None of the one word stuff.
Okay.
So basically, T, it's a win-win situation. So here we go, because time is not on our side. So let's go, let's go. Roll clip number one.
I know exactly who this is.
Come on, Ken.
I think this is a fighter. I think this is someone who has gone through a lot in life, paid his dues for it, and came out on the other side. I'm going to go with Mike Tyson right now.
All right, Tiana, who was he talking about? Go ahead, give her a hint.
Wild Thing.
Oh, Raccoon.
Yeah! All right.
Thank God for the clue.
Man.
I almost said somebody for Masked Dancer.
No, yes. Yeah, we also did Masked Dancer.
All right, moving on. Okay. Clip number two.
Maybe, just maybe, someone like Dr. Fauci. I'm thinking that, hear me out. Here, stop. Let me finish.
You know how tall Dr. Fauci is?
Look how short you are. Dr. Fauci is Andre the Giant compared to you.
Squiggly Monster.
Yeah!
There we go. Let's go, Tiana. Going on along. Let's go ahead and roll clip number 3.
In the clue package said he was a troublemaking fool, and yeah. The first person that came to mind was, naturally, Scott Disick.
No!
Let me finish, Queen. He said punt. Scott Disick was on an episode of Punk. Mm. And the number 97 is because he only dates ladies born after 1997.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying. Scott Disick.
All right. Who you got, Tiana?
I feel strong about Grandpa Monster.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Tiana is not playing today.
She is the master.
Man, she is not playing today. And big shout out to Logan Paul. Actually, it's crazy. I just seen him last week here in Atlanta. His brother had a big fight down here in Atlanta,
Yeah.
Shout out to his brother Jake, man. First round KO. Gotta stay away from him. I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm staying away from him. Don't hit me. Our final clip. Here we go. Let's go ahead and roll it. And here it is.
Don't poke the bear. That's all I'm saying. Wrong, we're wrong, wrong, wrong. You do that in the next clue package, it is on.
Okay, Tiana, it's the last one. You got to get this.
On.
Brian, you got a clue?
Maybe one of the most talented people we've ever had on our show.
Woo!
And I'm not just saying that because he's on this podcast with us right now.
Brian!
Yeah.
You know what? Brian, no. Ding, 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 ding.
No way.
Yo. I pressed that one. You can tell I pressed that one.
He did.
Oh, my goodness. Well, just give it away, Brian. Listen, I know the Mass Universe listeners said, man, only if Brian could just give us the clues that way. He just gave those clues away. Tiana, I have to thank you so much for jumping back into the studio, kicking it with us. Continue to do your thing on this show. You're bringing it each and every week. And I cannot wait to see what you're going to do next. I don't know. What's next? Jumping out the helicopter, landing on stage? I don't know. Leave it up to Tiana. Things like that can happen, okay? She thinks big, and we do big things over here at MS Files. So, Tiana, thank you so much. And we will talk. The door is always open for you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Woo! That's right. Tiana Gandelman in the building.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
That's right. That's how you do it right there.
That was good.
Man, that was amazing. That was very good. Some good stuff, Brian. I got a lot of stuff.
Very good.
Okay, so, Brian, I want to go ahead and roll out the red carpet for a man of many talents. This man is responsible for it all, including keeping the format fresh and new while still staying true to the original format that we all love so much. Please welcome the Masked Singer, executive producer James Breen to the show. Please, big round of applause.
James Breen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's how we like to treat the guests when they come on the show. We roll the red carpet out completely.
You're making me feel very special.
And this is a special night because one thing about the show, the fans love all the inside information. That's what they want. They want to get close to the clues. They want to know what goes on behind the stage, inside the trailers. And one thing about this show, not only just being a fan of it, but also being a part of it, is that the people really don't understand how a show like this is operated and how it has to be so precise. I mean, even to the security detail of how the performers can't talk. We are muted. We have to wear these hoodies that say, do not talk to me. And one thing that I would like to know is how far in advance do you guys actually start when it's time to search for talent for the show?
Well, yeah, I'm sitting in my office now looking at a calendar for season 6.
Woo!
We're casting, I think we've got 4 of the cast so far.
Wow.
We're building costumes. We're working on music. Mm. So it's a process. It takes a moment to cast, as you know. Don't just cast anyone. You got to be really special to be on the show. That takes a long time. And then working with people, getting the right music for them and getting the right costumes and having those costumes built. It all takes time.
Right.
I started really on season 6 the minute we finished shooting season 5.
Wow.
And then my compatriot Rose is in the edit on 5 while I'm setting up 6. Mm. And I think you said it well in the intro. There's a show here that people love. We don't want to change it too much. We don't want to make it unrecognizable,
right,
but we want to lean into the things that work. And we do want to keep it fresh.
How do you go about always keeping it fresh every single season?
The lucky thing about this show is, unlike other competition reality shows, but just the nature of this show, almost anything goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's room to try stuff.
Right.
It'd be very hard to bring in a wild card halfway through American Idol without causing uproar.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But yeah, you can do it on this show. We can try crazy things. We could try animated packages in season four when COVID meant that we couldn't travel around the city or go to set. Mm. So I think the advantage of this show is that there's just more scope. It's its own crazy world. And so there's lots of new things we can try. And right. I'm surrounded by super talented creative people in every department of the show. Wow. You know, I'm just surrounded by...
Hardly, hardly. No one loves Cluedel Doo more than James Brink.
I am, so. Yeah.
He's a real affinity for Cluedel Doo.
I Cluedel don't, yeah. I did end up liking him, but that was an interesting time. I was sitting in the control room thinking, okay, I'm just about to send a giant chicken out to shout at Ken halfway through his guessing. How's this going to go?
Exactly. and there you go. Look, James, you never know when he just pops in. It's like on the show, he just pops in. Even right here on the podcast, just always has to be present. And one thing that you said that leads me into my next question is, you brought up the creatives. Talk about that process of adding the wild cards in the mix and all of the wild things that you guys have put in this season.
Well, look, the wild card was an idea we've been toying with for a few seasons, and I actually thought it worked really well. So that was the kind of thinking behind right. the wild card.
And James, I have to ask you, man, what is the secret formula to keeping everything so secure, so tight, because nothing leaks? It's so hard, especially with social media. And I just want to know, how do you keep that thing such a tight niche within the Mask family as far as who's coming in, who the performers are, the clues, and what information is cool enough to even give out?
So a lot of this stuff was set up before I ever joined the show, and it is. It's incredibly impressive when you become part of it. Mm-hmm. From the first moment of casting, there's a very small group who know who people are on the show.
Very small. I'm not even one of them.
Brian's not one of
wow.
them. Brian has incredible pop culture knowledge and is smart, so he guesses a lot of them, but he never knows.
No.
The stage manager doesn't know. The director doesn't know. There's very few people in the network. No.
Wow.
We call them by the character name straight away.
That's true.
And within weeks, I have to sometimes sit back and I have to ask them, hang on, who's Black Swan again? Because they're Black Swan to me. You know?
Forever.
Forever. You know, yes. Even after the show, they're Black Swan. Nick knows everyone. But when the mask's about to come off, I sometimes sit there and I'm like, whoa, I should be telling Nick in his ear their name, and it's Black Swan. So I can keep a secret easily because immediately they're the character to me, and forever, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Mark McGraw will forever be Orca.
Exactly.
Bobby will forever be Crab.
Exactly.
Wendy Williams is Lips.
Randy Williams will always be Lips.
Always be Lips, yes.
Yeah, and credit to Izzy and the team who were here before me, because the system's incredible. And when you come in and you're part of it, you're like, this is really impressive.
Yes, it is. One thing the fans always want to know, like we say, is the behind-the-scenes stuff. What actually goes into a performance and even before it. So let's just talk about the preparation, even for the contestants on the show. Like, let's just talk about that. For example, the actual rehearsing time that the artists actually get. Can you just talk about the scheduling and how that kind of goes on a day-to-day basis if you're on the show?
Yeah, and it varies. You know, some people want to put in more rehearsal time than others. Some people are very serious singers. Some people are here for fun.
Right.
So it does vary. They'll start by meeting with our music supervisor, Miguel. He'll go over songs with them in discussions with the network, and then we'll settle on which songs we think are going to work for them over the season. Then they meet with our vocal coaches. They start working on their vocals. Some of that's remote. We do some in-person stuff in a studio locally here.
Right.
But again, they're in and out of the studio in visors, in hoodies and gloves, no skin showing. So the secrecy still exists there. And then there's choreography we do here on set with Tiana and her team. Tiana puts together the amazing visual creatives that go with each piece of music.
Right on.
Then you come into stage. We do what we call a dry block, which is without the cameras there. We have the screens and we have some of the lighting, and we just look at it and listen to it. Then the next day we'll do a full camera block, which is almost like a dress rehearsal of the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do notes overnight on both of those. And then it's showtime the next day. It can be very simple if someone's here for fun and they just only expect to last a couple of episodes and they're not that invested in how they sound, or you can right. take it incredibly seriously, you know, and it can be a months-long process, you know.
Listen, I can tell you right now, James, I took it very, very seriously.
It shows.
Yes.
I walked in with the mindset of, oh, there's no way I can hang with these guys on this show. They're singing. And then next thing you know, I end up in the finals. And I think it wasn't until I got advanced like the first two rounds because I said, you know what? I'm going to put my tour rehearsals on hold and I'm about to focus on these Masked Singer rehearsals a little bit harder. I had people mad at me. I said, listen, you can be mad all you want to. I want to win, okay? That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to be playing around. I am here to win the trophy. We're going to play one game, all right? Now, James, we're going to call this game Mask Me Anything, okay? Now, I've got some questions. But in this game, you only get to answer using one word. So just give me your honest answer by using the first word that pops into your mind. And if you think answering the question gives you too much away, then you can pass. But then, Brian, you already know what you have to do if he passes. An exclusive new clue.
So you cannot pass, James. We can't.
Okay, well, keep them really easy then.
All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and play Mask Me Anything. Question number one. Do you have a favorite character on the show this season?
Yes.
Who might your favorite character of the show be this season?
I'm going to pass.
It
wouldn't be fair.
So, Brian, can you please go ahead and enlighten us with an exclusive new clue, please?
Okay, I'm going to give you one. It's about Cloodledoo.
Oh, perfect.
He or she, it was revealed, has a personal connection with Gremlin, Mickey Rourke.
Correct.
This person also has a very, very deep connection with one of our remaining singers. They've shared the screen together.
Okay, that was your exclusive clue, but we're still not done with the game. We need more than that. So here we go. Question number three. Is Cloodledoo someone who has been seen in movies?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We got somewhere. Okay, question number four. Are we going to see any more Russian dolls appear on that stage?
I am going to pass on that one.
Oh, no.
Let's go, James.
I'm sorry, Brian.
I love it. Go ahead. Get the clue book out, Brian.
Okay.
Let's go. Give me another one.
I'm looking. I think maybe I'll do a clue about the Russian dolls. I'm going to say the number 15 is significant.
Oh, don't tell me there's going to be 15 more.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Have you ever caught any paparazzi on set?
No.
Security is tight as well.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Who is the funniest celebrity panelist?
I am definitely going to pass on that one.
I know it.
There's no winning if I answer that. All of them.
His phone will be blown up right now. Yeah, his phone will be on fire right now.
They are all very funny.
That was a safe answer right there, Jay. Safe answer. What clue you got for us, Brian?
Oh, my God. I'm sweating over here.
That's it.
Okay. I'm going to give you one about Piglet.
Okay.
I'm going to say Chris Harrison.
Okay. He's back with the one or two word answers.
Is that a clue?
That is a clue.
It's just a name.
Thank you.
No, okay. It's a clue. It's a clue. I'll text you what it means.
I get it. I've thought it through. Okay. I get it.
Listen, James, I know you're a busy man, and I'm sure when you're in the office, you got the podcast on while you're working hard, but this is what I have to do it every Wednesday, okay? When I need a clue from Brian, it's actually, James, he starts off like this. Oh, man, Frog, are you ready for this clue? And I'm like, yeah, what's the clue? And he says, the clue is wind. I'm like, what?
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm like, what?
Listen, I sympathize. I know who they are, and I still don't understand the clues he's giving you. So,
and for my final question with James, now this is another tough one. I told you, I'm putting you in the hot seat today.
Okay.
Who has the better parking spot?
That's easy. Brian Strickland.
Oh, that's it.
Yay!
That was an easy one.
I only do valet.
Oh, man.
The only reason is because we can't fit James's Range Rover.
You know, I was going to say. Like a separate... I'd park my Hummer over in the car park with the rest of the team.
I love it. James, man, we are so thankful that you swung by the studio tonight.
No, thank you.
Absolutely, to join us right here on the podcast, the official Masked Singer podcast. And we know how valuable your time is, and we definitely appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you once again. James Breen, everybody.
James Breen.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Thank you so much.
No problem. That's how you do it, Brian.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
That's all the time we have tonight. Huge thanks again to MS5 creative director Tiana Gandelman. Big shout out executive producer James Breen for coming through the building. We had the bosses today.
We did. Exclusive.
Very exclusive. Of course, man, our resident secret insider, my brother from another mother, Brian Strickland. And of course, to all of you, and you for being the reason we do what we do every week. And you know we'll be back with all the exclusive new clues, celebrity interviews. You know you can only find it right here. Where can they find it at, Brian? I'm going to go ahead and test you. Where can they find it?
They can find it here on the official Masked Singer podcast.
See, that's why we do it live. You hear me? Masked Singer Universe. I caught him. I caught Brian. Okay. Listen, Brian is sitting directly across from me, right? And I caught him. Okay, he was writing notes down. And he was looking serious. Like he was writing something.
Yes, and I was writing something about Russian dolls.
Hey, Brian, that's what we do, man. All you MS5 super fans out there, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at MaskPod. I repeat, at MaskPod, and of course at MaskSingerFox. And to ask those burning questions, and don't forget to download the Fox Super 6 app to try your hand at winning a ton of cash. I mean a ton.
Ton.
I want some cash.
Yeah.
I got some things I like, Brian.
We're talking Bow Wow money. That's how much they'll get.
No, we talking, Brian, I can park my car wherever on your lot money. Exactly. That's a lot of money right there. Okay. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you. I'm talking to you. Wherever you get your podcast from. Tune in to MS5 every Wednesday on Fox. You know where you can find me. You know where you can find Brian.
Yes.
And Brian, this is the part that I don't like. I say it every single time. Let's go face traffic.
No.
Love you all. Good night, good morning, good evening, wherever you are around the world. And we will catch you guys next week. We are gone. Peace. It's a game changer.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.